Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Topping Tuesday's farm news is Monday's headlines of a Sunday fact sheet released by the White House that China has agreed to purchase at least $17 billion in U.S. ag products annually through 2028. The White House said the new commitments are in addition to an earlier agreement requiring China to purchase 25 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans annually through 28.
Farmers are going to be very happy. They're going to be buying billions of dollars of soybeans.
President Trump aboard Air Force One. But the Chinese haven't said exactly how much more they'll buy on top of last year's 87 million metric ton four-year soy commitment. The White House says only that China will buy at least $17 billion a year in U.S. farm goods through 2028. U.S. Soybean Export Council CEO Jim Sutter concerned about the politics of U.S. and China relations.
That we don't use agricultural trade as a weapon, if you will.
He's pointing to last year's trade war with China.
That was a bad situation for our U.S. soybean farmers. Prices went down, and our farmers were very disappointed.
China will also start buying U.S. beef again from relisted U.S. facilities and poultry from states free of avian flu. Plus, it has set up a U.S.-China Board of Trade and one for investment. Trump, meanwhile, seemed to flip, though, on Chinese buying U.S. farmland during a Fox interview.
It's not that I love it. You want to see farm prices drop? You want to see farmers lose a lot of money? Just take that out of the market. But they've had a lot of land for a long time. Obama did nothing about it.
Trump signed a national security memo last year targeting Chinese investment in ag and other sectors. USDA launched a National Farm Security Action Plan in July, while lawmakers have introduced bills to restrict farmland buys near U.S. military bases. The National Corn Growers has released a new analysis showing year-round E15 sales would provide a net positive benefit for both corn and soybean farmers as legislation advances in the U.S. Senate. The study found a representative farm with equal corn and soybean acres could see an average net benefit of more than $5 per acre over the projected period. A new national survey commissioned by Amato Advisors and conducted by Farm Journal shows many U.S. farmers are increasingly concerned about rising costs, trade pressures, and federal policy heading into the 26 midterm elections. More than half of those surveyed said federal policies negatively impacted their farms during the past year, while 73% said elected officials do not understand the realities farmers face. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back to check morning markets.